Welcome to the Lost Stop Podcast and the second edition of the Accursed Race, brought to you by our race partners, Albion and Ride with GPS. Last year saw riders from across the world arrive in Albania for Lost Stop's very first event in the Accursed Mountains. Now, 12 months later, we're about to do it all over again as a new set of adventurers take on the challenge of this no-fly, fixed-route race through the beautiful Balkans. Over the next couple of weeks, we'll follow their journey as they cycle 1,600 kilometers and climb 37,000 meters. After setting off from the start line in Shkodër, Albania, they'll pass through Montenegro, Bosnia and Herzegovina, and Kosovo in an attempt to become just the second winner of the Accursed Race. I'm Ian Broom, and I'll be working with the team out on the ground to bring you all the stories from the trails. We'll try to give you a flavour of what it's like to race in this magical, mysterious part of the world. And more importantly, we'll be sharing daily updates direct from the riders out on the mountains. In this pre-race episode, we'll hear from those riders and members of the race team who have already made it to Shkodër. But as this is a no-fly race, we'll also speak to those who are making their way overland to the starting line. In fact, that's where we start. Tom Probert is one of our race reporters, and he's on a train to Zagreb and the Accursed Express, a dedicated bus designed to transport riders on the final leg of their journey from Croatia to Shkodër.
Race reporter Tom checking in here from the night sleeper train. It's Sunday morning and we're just approaching Zagreb now. We've been on the sleeper train since it set off from Stuttgart last night, and myself and Matt and Sam, two race photographers, have now been travelling for about 24 hours since we set off from London on Saturday morning. Just looking outside of the window of the train here, it's a fabulous morning, really sunny. We're going through some thickly wooded valleys, following like a little stream. It's a wonderful view to wake up to and see. We thought we spotted a few riders getting on the train as well, because a lot of the riders are converging on Zagreb to get the Shkodër Express bus, which is the final leg of the journey, as all our riders make their way to the start of the race. So I'm just going to have a little wander down the train now to see if I can find any of our riders to talk to and see how their journey's been going so far.
Tom quickly finds Michael Fedora, who will wear cap 29 once the race gets underway.
How are you feeling about the kind of no-fly rule for this race?
I'm really happy to do this. I have to admit, it's the first time to do it. I've only done two ultra races before, and I'm not so experienced, so I'm glad I did it, and it's a great way of traveling. It takes a little more time to prepare, actually, especially if you do it for the first time, because you have to try everything, you have to see how it fits in the bag and how you can do it, how you can wrap things around your bike to make it more safe and all this stuff, and not to lose little screws on the pedestrian way and all this stuff. So it's very worth doing it. It's a great experience. And as I have a little more time now, I will probably do it more often, yeah.
Spike Morris, cap 34.
It is an inconvenience, that's the truth of it. It's a lot cheaper and easier to fly, but it's, I don't know how to say it. It's nice, it's a good exercise, and I think it's important.
Yeah, so has it made you like reflect on travel and kind of your previous times when you've flown and stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. If nothing else, it's made me get my head around all the German-speaking train websites, which I'm now a professional at. So yeah, I feel confident and journeys ahead, which is good. Yeah, if you build that muscle, you get used to it and you feel more confident next time.
While Tom, our two photographers, Sam and Matt, and the majority of this year's riders close in on Zagreb, the rest of the team are at the Traveller Hostel in Shkodër. They're spending the day doing final preparations and enjoying being back in the city.
Rita. Can you give me a good morning? Good morning.
Good morning. Andrea Sikini, Andrea buongiorno, Andrea good morning, Andrea Nadia Mir. What do I mean?
All the languages.
Andrew Phillips is our second race reporter at this year's race.
It's great to be back in Škoda again. Things are looking much the same as when we left them. We got fruit vendors selling bananas and apples. We've got some strange fishy water running down the street. And the roads hustle and bustle as always. We're here on Sunday with the race starting on the Tuesday. And riders are currently aboard the Akursk Express, running from Zagreb in Croatia to Škoda at the start line. They're going to arrive sometime 3 a.m. tonight. It's going to be a late one for them. They're going to get here to the hostel, get themselves some shut-eye, and then be up for registration tomorrow afternoon.
With its no-fly policy and being the first fixed-route lost-dot event, the Akursk is a unique race in the calendar. The setting is also pretty special. Race director, Hannah Lobelessier.
A big part of our aim with this race is really to highlight the value of sustainable tourism and ecotourism in the Balkans and in Albania in particular. Albania is a country where at the moment it's seeing really quite a rapid rise in tourism. It's becoming more and more popular as a destination, and what we wanted to do was to show the country that there's a lot of value in preserving the wild places that the race goes through, and that people want to travel here to see those places.
So it's about putting some value on those landscapes being kept pristine.
Yeah, and ensuring that any development that is happening in those places is done in a way that is very kind of sustainable, and that still is sympathetic to the heritage of those places, and that maintains that same vibe and that feeling that those places have at the moment.
Of course, our riders can expect to see and experience some incredible landscapes as they travel through these wild places on two wheels. But as our riders last year found, the Akursk Mountains also pose a significant physical challenge.
So, starting out of Škoda, the route heads straight into the Akursk Mountains, where the Theth Valley provides these stunning views of beautiful Dolomitic-style peaks, huge cube-like crags towering above the valleys below. Then it's on down the Albanian Stelvio into Montenegro, across the country, onto the Chiro rail trail in southern Bosnia, this amazing old Austro-Hungarian railway line which cuts its way through the karstic landscapes and these roughly hewn rock tunnels. So from there I'm going to skip ahead a little bit to Jeske National Park, which is this amazing beech forest park. I actually saw a brown bear when I was racing there a few years ago. Really incredibly beautiful remote forested hillsides. Then we've got the Dermator National Park in Montenegro, famous for its place in TCR. Then on into the Dermator Highlands, into CP1 at Birana, and then leaving Birana on the thickly forested Katun Roads, the ancient Shepherd's Roads, heading back along that edge of the Akursk Mountains and into Kosovo. From Kosovo, there's a brief rest, and then it's back into Albania and into the stunning Luridaya National Park, where a string of glacial lakes spreads out along the ridgeline, and the technical terrain means that you really are hours and hours and hours from anywhere at all. Then after CP2 and Peshkopi, it's on into the Malime Gropa Bize Martinez National Park, which is a sort of jarring post-industrial landscape where the beauty of nature meets the scarring of old mining infrastructure. After that, it's endless turquoise rivers and lush, thickly forested mountain slopes on the way back to Škoda, and the final descent, where you can see for miles and rows of mountains spread out across towards Lake Škoda and on into the Adriatic.
Race coordinator David Eyre is also in Škoda and carrying out some important last-minute admin tasks, though he's been to the Balkans many times by the Transcontinental Race, this will be his first time as part of the race team at the Accursed.
I'm looking forward to the Albanian portion of the race this year. So having not been in the race car last year, and having done the majority of my recce across Bosnia and Montenegro, going deep into that firsthand this year will be really, really fun. Having seen it through the lens of our photographers and heard the stories from Hannah and Andrew and from their recce exploits previously, I'm really looking forward to seeing that. Otherwise, like, race admin this morning. Like, been setting up Trello boards and reading draft race reports and
all the glamorous stuff.
Yeah, making sure like third-party integrations work and stuff like that. It's not the fun and sexy bit of the job, but it is the stuff that means that our volunteers at home can get their jobs done to the best of their ability. So that all feels ready, which is good. It's one less thing to think about. So yeah.
One of the riders who's already made it to Škoda is Andy Dodd, cap number 6.
Any pre-race jitters?
Yeah, I guess a few. As riders, the images of riders start to come through, making their journeys with their setups. My bike has been set up definitely for touring, not for mountain bike racing, so trying to make as many adjustments as I can before the race. Everything seems to be running smoothly so far. I'm going to go out on a test ride, I think, this afternoon and tomorrow just to bed those in. And yeah, I think the most significant was new tyres, new cassette for the bike, and then unfortunately some new shoes for me, having broken my previous ones after, I don't know, 6 months on the bike, and they decided to break a couple of days ago.
And you spent yesterday running around Tirana looking for some new kicks, is that right?
Yes, absolutely. Got caught up in the Giro that was going through Tirana, the warm-up for the time trial as well. So very fortunate that there was a good few bike shops in Tirana. Bike Point really delivered the parts that I needed and surprised me. Managed to run round and get everything that I needed.
Tom here, checking in from the Accursed Express. We're on the bus which departed from Zagreb at about midday, and it's now about 4:20 in the afternoon, so we're getting into this journey now. The spirits are pretty high at the moment. We just had a stop about an hour ago, so everyone's got full bellies and are fully caffeinated from the service station, and it's just wonderful. It's a bus full of about 20-ish riders and a couple of volunteers and some crew members as well, and all the riders are just sharing stories of like previous races that they've done and adventures they've been on, and basically you can kind of see the transition from people being in their normal lives, and this feels like the sort of threshold of gradually moving into the world of the race and being immersed in this culture again. So it's quite a cool process to see.
The journey from Zagreb to Škoda is long, so Tom takes the opportunity to speak to some of the riders on board to see how they are feeling.
I am Michael Niven, cap number 30. I'm from just north of Birmingham, Staffordshire. Now I'm on the bus, on the express to Albania. It's a scenery that I've never seen before. It's a mix of Scotland and Spain, but the most bluest blues I've ever seen. It's fantastic. I've thoroughly enjoyed it. I enjoyed the planning aspect of it entirely, and I know I could have used sort of different overland travel options like train or bus, but actually sitting in the car, being able to gaze outside the window has been a real eye-opener, and being able to see how landscapes change through over the borders, it's been quite interesting.
The shared bus gives the riders chance to slowly switch from everyday life into race mode, but it's also an opportunity to chat and get to know each other too. Eliza Backmund, cap 16.
You enjoying the bus journey?
Yeah, it's nice. I'm really lucky that it's
that it exists, because the connection is rather bad between Zagreb and Shkodra. Mm. And yeah, it's also nice to meet other riders already.
Yeah, yeah.
And have the stops there and chat with everybody, yeah, and get mixed up with all these people, yeah, and hear their stories. Yeah, I'm really enjoying it.
My observation is that you guys can all just go and start talking to each other instantly, and you've all got stuff in common, right? Is that how it feels?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's this one big topic that everyone is hyped about. So yeah, it's more people that do crazy stuff like this. And yeah, it's a good way to start a conversation. And but there's also so many other things people just start about talking, and everyone knows. I mean, everyone can chime in somehow.
Joss Ridley, Cap 25.
It's nice to have a change of scene. I've been on trains the whole way, really. So it's funny, the first like leg to Zurich, I think, of in my head, was really fast, because you're on the Eurostar, you're on a TGV, you're just going really fast. And then suddenly you find your way onto this old, probably 1980s sleeper that probably hasn't been updated since then, and then suddenly everything slows right down. So it's quite nice in that way that you, I suppose, you're moving through the landscape at a better speed, and you're seeing things more easily, I think. And I suppose the Accursed Express is the same. It sort of just slows everything down, and you get a chance to talk to everyone else as well. So it's nice. You come out on your own, and then as you slowly get closer and closer to Albania, you start meeting more and more people, which is really nice, yeah.
So the team and I have been at Race HQ, Traveller Hostel in Shkodra. We've been getting the place ready. We've been on our laptops all morning, getting all the admin we need to do before the race ready. And everyone's looking pretty relaxed, like everything's falling into place. So we're waiting for the arrival of riders who are currently on the Accursed Express, which is our low-carbon coach service from Zagreb to Shkodra, which helps riders take trains from all over Europe to Zagreb, which is a bit of a rail hub, and then the bus onwards to Shkodra. And they are, of course, all on a bus instead of a flight to Tirana Airport, because the Accursed is a no-fly race. At Lost Dot, we're very conscious of our carbon footprint, and we've been doing our best at our two other races, the Transcontinental and the Trans-Pyrenees, to reduce it. We've been doing that by having green leaderboards and low-carbon travel fund and all these other things to incentivize low-carbon overland travel. But at the Accursed, we've gone one step further and made the whole race no-fly. So if you want to get here and ride your bike on our race, you have to get here overland and sea. It's maybe a bit of an obstacle for some riders, but it's also a huge draw for others. There's a lot of people now very passionate about the environment who want to support the race.
The Traveller Hostel was also the base for last year's race. The owner, Giulio, is looking forward to welcoming riders and their unique ultra-cycling community spirit once again.
What was your experience after last year's race? What have you sort of learned about the race, about ultra racing, about what kind of people you can expect to turn up?
So last year was pretty much something that we didn't know. So we were surprised about the intention, and somehow we didn't know how many people would be or how it would work. And now somehow this year we were waiting for this moment. Would be a nice vibe, I think, at the hostel with the riders and everyone fixing their, preparing for the race, and also for the critical mass. I'm very, very excited about the critical mass, somehow to have an impact in our city. So it's something that it connects even with the locals. So,
as well as this podcast, you'll be able to read a daily race report, enjoy incredible photography, and follow all the action across our social media. Putting all of that together will be media manager Taylor Doyle.
So this morning I've been communicating with our race photographers who are currently on the Accursed Express bus on their way here, making sure they're all set up for getting photos to me during the race, and also documenting what's happening on the bus. It looks like we've got a good sort of vibe going on the Accursed Express, and we're expecting them later tonight. Yes. So yeah, it'll be nice to see it all, because last year I was working remotely during the race and I was receiving all of these photographs, and now I'm here in the spaces that the race was in last year. And yeah, I just feel like I'm super close to the action, and I'll be able to run our socials and tell all of the stories of the race. Yeah, just so much better this year. It'll be great.
Volunteers play a huge role in all our races, including at the Accursed. That includes those working at control points, as well as those volunteers who watch the dots remotely to help make sure the race is fair and safe. And this year, our team out on the race has a very special guest.
So I'm here with Adrian Lichty, last year's second place rider on the Accursed race. He's come back to volunteer with us at control point 2 in Peshkopi. Adrian, what brought you back to the race, and what are you looking forward to about volunteering?
Hi, I'm Adrian Lichtin. So, yeah, I love the Balkan. It's one of the main reasons that I'm come back here. And yeah, I'm looking forward to see the rider at checkpoint 2 after 4, 5, or 6 days to have fun and to check the rider. Yeah.
And we've just told you that you're going to be paired up with Carlotta Schumacher at the control point. She's obviously come to a lot of people's attention after TCR number 10 last year. Are you looking forward to meeting her and working with her there?
Yeah, I don't know her personally, but I follow her on social media. Yeah, I think she's a good rider and a funny person, so yeah, I'm looking forward to meet her and to speak with her.
Tom here reporting in from the Accursed Express. We're probably just over halfway through our long, long journey now, and this could be the highlight of the whole journey so far, to be honest. We're just getting down towards Dubrovnik on the Croatian coast, and we're surrounded by just the most stunning scenery with mountainous outcrops kind of jutting up all over the place in like these little rounded dome-like little mountains, which are scattered with kind of Mediterranean scrubby vegetation, and then we just keep dipping down into glorious kind of bays of water. There's big rivers, there's tiny little cute villages with like people's boats just bobbing around, and the sunlight is just now getting low enough to cast like really dramatic shadows of golden light across the landscape. It just looks absolutely idyllic and peaceful and beautiful. So it's a wonderful environment to be surrounded by, and it's making the journey go by pretty quickly, I'd say. It's just lovely to sit here and watch the world go by outside.
Some of our race volunteers have joined the riders on the Accursed Express, also travelling overland to Škoda. Peter Lawrence, known to most as Larry, last year completed his own Triple Crown by volunteering on all three Lost Dot races.
We've just gone through a really stunning part of the world, haven't we?
Yeah, very much so.
Could you just kind of describe a little bit what the scenery has been like?
Very open, very mountainous, very picturesque, neat little villages, towns, almost sleepy. And the sun shining through, making it even better.
Yeah, the sun's been amazing. It's just hit that level where it's casting like that golden light on everything.
Yeah, it makes you want to stop and live here for a little while.
So are you managing to kind of see the advantages of this over ground travel mode of getting to the race?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it is a longer process. But you're seeing much more than I would if I came in a plane.
As night starts to fall en route to Škoda, Tom speaks to a few more riders as their destination and the start of the race gets ever closer. Christian Duprez, Cap 12, and Marku Lepala, Cap 26.
Do you find that it's quite a big transition to make, like mentally, from normal life to kind of race life?
Definitely, yeah, but it's also super fast. It's so different, but it's also super fast to change because it's so overwhelming when you enter the race. So it's like 6 hours and you have already pocket and everything else you do in life. You just only have your cockpit and your maps, and then you just think about where to go next and what where to eat, and that's it just takes over so fast. So that's one of the things I like about this one.
Yeah, it's really nice to have the prelude already with all the other guys. Otherwise, you just arrive at the registration and then the next day you start. So you get to know each other better.
Alain Rumpf, cap number 8.
Do you enjoy the adventure and mystery of kind of like exploring these new cultures as you travel through the landscapes?
Oh yeah, for me that's completely part of the reason why I'm doing this, you know, is to get a little bit out of the comfort zone and connect with people in different environments. We see the landscape changing, you know, slightly. We see mountains in the distance. We've seen, I think we had a brief look at the sea a few minutes ago. We're really approaching, you know, the coast and Albania, so it's very exciting. And I think the mood in the bus is good. Tired people, but happy people, excitement, you know, it's building up. So I'm still connected. I'm still online working, but I can't wait for the moment where I will disconnect and go on the race, because that's also why I'm doing this, you know, is to have no choice but just, you know, keep the dots moving. That's all you have to do, and the rest of life becomes pointless.
In Škoda, the team are getting ready for some well-earned rest before a big day tomorrow. For the passengers on the Akursk Express, it's just a few hours now before they join the crew at the Traveller Hostel. Tom describes the mood and sense of anticipation as months of planning and thinking about the race is about to become a reality.
I've just had the stunning spectacle of driving past Dubrovnik as the sun was setting, skirting around the top of the city. We could look down onto the old town, all the kind of orange tiled roofs bathed in the sunlight, and looking beyond that, could just see like hundreds of these islands silhouetted in the sunset, kind of going back into the distance in like shades of purples and oranges. It's absolutely stunning. The sun's gone down now, and with it a hush and a calm has kind of descended on the Akursk Express bus as the riders kind of settle down a little bit. There's some riders with eye masks on trying to get a bit of sleep. Some just kind of quietly looking at their phones and maybe doing a little bit of prep on the route, or things that they need to think about, or just kind of trying to zone out and relax a bit. But the next time the sun comes up, they'll all be waking up in the hostel in Škoda and getting their first sight of the city. And with a day of registration and race prep ahead of them, so looking forward to getting into Škoda in probably about 3.5 hours, and then get into full race mode and meet all the rest of the team tomorrow morning, which we're all really looking forward to.
Join us in our next episode on registration day, where our riders get to check in, receive their cap and tracker, and get one final look at their bikes before the start of the race. Our team will be there to capture the atmosphere and see how everyone's feeling as the magic of the Akursk Mountains awaits. Thanks to our race partners, Albion and Ride with GPS.